Martin, I hope you're doing well.
I'm doing great, Ryan, man. What are you up to?
Oh, just talking.
On this Thursday night.
Just talking a little Alabama football. And Kerry talked a little bit of smack, man.
Kerry talked smack?
He did.
Hey, I was at basketball practice, so I didn't get to hear.
No, he didn't.
I'm just teasing.
I'm just trying to stir the pot. I was going to say that he said he was a better 35 than you was, but no, he didn't say that.
Oh, there is no doubt who the best number 35 is to ever walk on the Tide campus. I'm not saying it's me. I'm just saying there's no doubt who that is.
But who is it?
I don't know, but there's no doubt who it is.
He said D'Amico Ryans would probably have an argument with 35.
Well, he probably would.
I mean, he's played 10 years in the National Football League.
Hey, listen. Some guys are good pro players. Some guys are good college players. That's all I'm going to say.
Hey, let me ask you this question. And I was talking about the conversation with Kerry a couple of minutes ago, and we were looking at the transition of college football, where it is now and where it was 15 years ago. I mean, you guys were not oddballs then, but you would be oddballs now if you ran the same similar offense that you ran back in 92 and then 83 and 84 for him.
Yeah, you know, football has changed a lot, Ryan, in terms of what we consider a running game. There's a lot more of getting angles on people and things like that versus lining up and hitting them straight in the mouth. I don't know how I would fare in today's game. You know, I would like to say that I could play college ball at a high level, but what I did, you know, best was a lot of blocking, and I guess I'd have a little place in Lane Kiffin's offense, being that they're beginning to work Fowler into it a little bit more, but nothing like the role that I played, you know, 20-plus years ago where, you know, between the fullbacks, I had over 100 carries and Lynch probably had 50, you know, and I don't know if the fullbacks have had 150 carries since we graduated.
And I know that's hard to explain, but Martin Houston was the second leading rusher from the fullback position back in 1992. He led this team to a national championship, was a big part of the big class there. Martin Houston inside the game here in Tuscaloosa on a Throwback Thursday presented by Brian Harden Construction here in West Alabama. Martin, now I want to go back to Mississippi State. It's a good thing that Western Carolina is this week, even though I've been complaining about the non-conference schedule. You beat the number one team in the country. I'd imagine it would probably take a couple of days to sort of come down off cloud nine and get ready to play the next game. So maybe it is a good thing that you're playing Western Carolina this week.
Well, the physicality of playing in that game for both teams was probably off the charts, Ryan. Even though Mississippi State spreads it out on offense, they're a running team, man. You know what I mean? They want to pound you. Alabama wants to pound you. And so the physicality of that game and then coming back, could you imagine LSU, Mississippi State, and then just pick any SEC team this week, then Auburn next week? Coach Saban was talking about it. Man, your body only takes so much. And I know a lot of people say, well, the SEC schedules these cream puffs at this time of the season. Well, all those other teams have cream puffs all year. And so they don't understand. If you've not played football in the SEC and the physical nature of playing week in and week out and what it does to your body, it's not that you're injured. It's just, man, everything aches. It is sore. It hurts. I mean, you know, and having a day or two where you can take some time off, man, it makes a world of difference. And, you know, Coach Saban likes to say, one day does good, 2 days does 10 times as good. So. And I truly believe that.
But, Martin, where do you stand? When you look at these non-conference schedules, I don't like Alabama to play Western Carolina. I mean, you may need it, but, I mean, I don't want to see Alabama line up against Florida Atlantic and, you know, Western Carolina. To me, that's not a lot of fun. I can imagine as a player, you're not amped up either to play these games.
Well, where I stand on it, Ryan, you know, the only good thing about playing these teams from a player standpoint is that the guys who don't get into the SEC game give them an opportunity to play. So if you're building a program, you're going to see some young guys this week that Coach Saban has been coaching all year, Ryan. but they've not had an opportunity to play and do what he's talking about in live action. And I think that's part of the reason he schedules these games late in the season, is it gives him an opportunity to have an entire season with some young freshmen like the Tony Browns and maybe the Marlon Humphreys of the world and Hand and all of these guys. And guess what they get to do? They get to go out there and do it live in live ammunition in a real game. And he just didn't redshirt those guys very often, so it gives them some playing time and some experience so that when he's teaching them in the spring, they have something to build off of. If they're going to play this many games, then you almost have to have this. My thought would be to just eliminate, since we have the playoffs now, just eliminate the game and go back to an 11-game regular season versus having, you know, cream puffs. So that would be my thought process on it.
Martin Houston right now inside the game. Martin, I want to go back. Also, one of the comments that Kerry made is said, you know, I would have probably preferred Alabama to stay out of that number one spot just a little bit further back. Nonetheless, they're the best team in college football, according to the selection committee. Will that put more pressure on this team?
Well, I think they played with some attitude and some fight that I hadn't seen in a year or so. And I don't know if it was because they felt disrespected. Will it impact this team, being that it's at this point in the season? I don't think so. You know, if it was early in the season, I would say yes. But the fact that we're at the last game of the season, we got a homecoming this week, so that kind of takes care of itself. And then next week is Auburn, so I just don't think it's going to be as big a deal. If we were earlier in the season, if that makes sense. It's just, you got the Iron Bowl coming up, baby. And it wouldn't matter if you ranked 1 or you were 0-11. It's the Iron Bowl. It's a chance to beat Auburn, that team across the state. So I don't think it matters.
It's a revenge game as well. I mean, you need. Not only is it a number one team, but you want to win number 16. You've got to go through Auburn to get there. You lose that when you're done. It's part of the SEC championship, which would be the 24th SEC championship. Trying to win that as well. It is a revenge game, and I think we've seen teams understand. Hey, you know what? You embarrassed us a little bit. We're going to try to do the same inside our place this year. I'm sure that's probably going through some of them's the players' minds right now.
Yeah, and Ryan, as I said, you don't need much motivation to play against Auburn. But after what happened last year, I think that it just adds more fuel to the fire. And Ryan, you know what I'm loving more than anything this season? Have you ever heard the saying, the fun's in the winning?
Sure.
This team has not had fun in a while. It had become a duty to play football at Alabama. It was not fun. It was not something you enjoyed doing. It seemed like it was drudgery, and we finally won. Now when you watch Alabama play, man, these guys seem to be having a blast. And now they get an opportunity to have that blast against Auburn and get revenge and remain the number one team, win another SEC championship, and be represent SEC and the state of Alabama in the playoffs. They got plenty to play for, and I'm looking for big things. I know we got a homecoming game this week, but anyway.
Now, Martin, do you ever come clean this time of the year? I mean, do you ever go back prior to your Alabama days and admit where you was at one point in your life?
Are you talking about before I got saved and saw the light?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, do you come clean? I mean, do you share that story?
I do, Ryan, because I tell people it's sort of like my faith walk. At one time, I acted as a child and behaved as a child, but when I grew up and matured, I put childish ways behind me when it comes to my faith and salvation in Jesus Christ, and it's the same way with my football. As a child, I had some childish ways, and I was a big Auburn fan, and
I cannot see Martin Houston like with an Auburn T-shirt on. Like,
oh my goodness!
No, I mean, that makes my skin just crawl thinking about Martin Houston wearing an Auburn T-shirt.
Ron, I didn't just wear an Auburn t-shirt, man. I was all in.
I mean, you were part of the family?
I was part of your family, man. I was, hey, Ron, I went to 7 Auburn games my senior year. I mean, I was all in. I was all over Auburn. But anyway, I saw the light, man, and I came to the right side of the equation.
Man, I just don't understand, man. Super Joe was explaining earlier how he was an Auburn guy and switched over and decided to be an Alabama fan. Like, I mean, there's a repent process of that. But
exactly. Martin, absolutely.
Let me go back to this Iron Bowl for a couple of minutes here.
Yes.
Because it does mean so much to the players. This is often said, and I don't know if it's the truth, but did you give harder hits and did you receive harder hits in a game that is a rivalry that means so much to those players?
Well, I'm going to tell you, we probably just finished playing the most physical team I ever played against year in and year out was Mississippi State, just good old corn-fed boys. But in terms of that Auburn game, because you knew you had to live with it, all year, Ryan, you gave just, and I know you shouldn't, but you gave a little extra. You wanted to be able to walk back to your hometown and hold your head proud and not have to listen to the War Eagles for a year. And so I was, unfortunately, I lost that first year in 89, but was able to win 3 in a row.
All right, Martin, I generally don't do this, but I'm going to do it tonight. I want you to react to some audio. Now, okay. Let me set this up.
How much football is us fans, undoubtedly because they're playing, for him to make that kind of statement? I mean, anyone that argues with the SEC, other than Auburn losing last year, and that took a win in the last 13 seconds, this team that has come from the West, and when Florida was tough from the East, has won the national championship. And you know, I think it was Skarbinski said, Alabama, if we went out, the Iron Bowl for 7 years in a row has had national championship implications. Think about that. And when we didn't, LSU was there. So I don't see how a coach in good faith could stand up and say, period. Maybe one of the tougher divisions, Ryan, but has he not watched any college football?
But Martin, we're going to have coaches that are going to make idiotic statements like this because that's part of where we're at in this climate of college football. We're at a sales talk. I mean, they're trying to give you the sales talk, and they'll say it. Maybe they know people are not going to believe it, but they don't need to convince everybody. All they need to try to convince is those 12 members on that committee.
Yeah, and that's the deal. Is I that's why I don't agree with necessarily the polls being out right now, because it gives way to the political meandering that happens, Ryan.
Sure it is.
That's all it's doing right now is it's Ohio State 4. What has Ohio State done differently to make them all of a sudden great, other than they were not ranked, the Big Ten started putting pressure on that we need to have somebody in there, and it shows you that the Big Ten has more clout, in my opinion, than the Big 12. Because of the political manner, and that's all this guy's doing is trying to make a way for another Pac-12 team to get up in there, and that's what the talk is about.
But, you know, the ones that don't talk are the ones that, to me, earn the most respect. I mean, think about if Nick Saban came out and made those type of idiotic comments. I mean, or not idiotic comments, but just think if you heard Nick Saban come out and try to reemphasize the SEC is the best conference in college football. I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, you don't hear the SEC doing that. At least I don't. I mean, I listen to the SEC teleconference. I go to every Nick Saban press conference. I don't hear Mark Rick coming out and saying, hey, you know, everybody else is below us. That's
Yeah, Ryan, that's the reality of it, is because it's been proven on the field. You know, every year we hear how great all these other conferences are. And the only team that managed to beat an SEC team in a national championship to close out the BCS era was a team that was built how? Florida State last year was an SEC-built team based on Jimbo Fisher taking Nick Saban's model. I mean, that's what you had last year, and they had the Heisman Trophy winner, and they still barely beat an SEC team that had no defense.
Martin Houston, I'll throw it back to you as we close out. But hey, before we do that, before we close out this segment, next Friday we're going to be doing a, right before the Iron Bowl, we'll be doing a special edition here. I mean, are you going shopping, or is this our last conversation until December?
Oh, I'll be here, man. I mean, we can count on you? You can count on me, Ryan. Hey, Ryan, and my wife's not listening, but I got to give a shout-out, man. She has put up with me. We got married on Thanksgiving Day 25 years ago.
Bless her, Lord.
So the 23rd is the day, but Thanksgiving Day 25 years ago, she made me an honest man, and we've been together ever since. So if I can give a shout-out to her, I love you, Cassandra. Love you, sweetheart. Thanks for putting up with this knucklehead for 25 years.
Oh, no, listen, hey, is that the shout-out? I mean, is it sponsored? No, I'm just kidding. I'll throw it back to you, Martin. Close out this segment.
All right, man, Ryan, I appreciate the opportunity to be a part of the game, the best talk radio show, period, and not just because I'm close to you, because you bring it, man. I appreciate it. And that's what I love about the company I'm with now, Alpha Insurance. I get opportunity to represent one of the best companies in the business, whether it's auto, home, or life. If you're in the market and you need someone to talk to, an agent you can trust, give me a call over in Northport, Lurleen Wallace Boulevard, 1211. You can call me, 205-826-1381. Would love to help you make sure that you're properly insured and have protection for those you love the most.